Hello everyone and welcome back to the Sunday Shakeout. I am your host, Nicholas. Today's episode is dedicated to the tragic loss of marathon world record holder Kelvin Kiptum. At just 24 years of age, the Kenyan marathon legend tragically passed away in a car accident on the night of February 11th in Kenya. He and his coach sadly passed away, touching the hearts of millions in the running community. Kiptum, an absolute gift to the running community, is no longer with us. In this episode, I will share my thoughts on the passing of Kiptum, what he means to the running community and the next generation, and some lessons and reflections that we can take away from Kiptum and apply to our everyday lives. If you are new to the Sunday Shakeout, let me give you a quick rundown. This show strives to offer valuable tips to get you stronger, faster, and less injury prone. Through engaging interviews and insightful training discussions, the Sunday Shakeout aspires to impart lessons that contribute not only to improved running, but also personal growth. The Sunday Shakeout is taking strides to highlight individuals at every level of the sport and make the running world a better and happier place. Without further delay, please enjoy my thoughts on the tragic loss of Kelvin Kiptum. Before we get into today's episode where I share my thoughts on Kiptum, I think it's important to remember that as members of the running community, it's important to treat the tragic nature of this loss with sensitivity and respect, while also honoring his contributions to the running community. This accident is one that has likely been challenging for millions of people across the globe. And so today I am going to approach this topic as delicately as I can, and I encourage all of you to do so as well. Now let's get into today's episode. Now, I don't plan to make this episode a memorial, as in I'm going to go through all of Kiptum's achievements in his life. I'm not going to go through his entire running career. I think that Total Running Productions did a great video where he went through Kiptum's entire career and what he has accomplished. So you can go check that out on YouTube, Total Running Productions, and his YouTube channel. He does a great job with that sort of stuff. Today, I will give a general overview of Kiptum's career, but I want to focus more on the lessons that we can learn from the passing of Kiptum, focusing on the fragility of life and the unpredictability of life, and some things that we can take away and some reminders that I think we can apply to our own lives. So I'll begin with talking a little bit about Kiptum's career. He began as a goat herder in a Kenyan village. Very humble beginnings, like many other Kenyans. But he took a lot of risks throughout his life. He sacrificed his own education. He put his own family at risk just to chase greatness in the marathon. Quite an admirable man. His first marathon was the Valencia Marathon on December 4th of 2022. He ran 2 hours, 1 minute, 53 seconds. He was the third man to ever break 2:02 in the marathon. At only 23 years old, a negative split, the second quickest half marathon in history. So Kiptum completely exploded onto the scene. I remember my first, it was Global Running Update when I used to do those. My first one of those, I talked about Kiptum. I think I talked about his Valencia Marathon. And I just remember, I was so impressed when I saw the news for the Valencia Marathon. I knew that he would be a great in the sport. I knew that if he was only 23 years old, he would definitely be destined for amazing things. So the Valencia Marathon, I think, was just a wake-up call. Almost like the two-hour marathon barrier can be broken, and Kiptum is the guy to do it. So I think that was pretty huge. And then his second marathon, which I think we were all waiting for, was the London Marathon. It was just this past year, April 23rd, 2023. He ran 2 hours, 1 minute, in 25 seconds, he broke the course record of Eliud Kipchoge, the greatest marathoner of all time. He was only 16 seconds away from the world record. And the most amazing thing about this was that for the second half of the race, he ran 59 minutes, 45 seconds for a second half split, which was the fastest half marathon in a full marathon up to that point. So obviously, Kiptum has showed us a lot about negative splitting a marathon and how huge that is. But after the 2:01:25, I think it was pretty much only a matter of time before he was going to break Kipchoge's record. And that's what he did. On October 8th, 2023, at the Chicago Marathon, Kelvin Kiptum ran 2 hours and 35 seconds to break Eliud Kipchoge's world record. He also obliterated the course record. And Kiptum at that point, we were just waiting for him to break the 2-hour marathon barrier. We knew that he would be the guy. We knew that he could be one of the greatest marathoners in history. Some were already saying that he was the greatest marathoner in history up to that point. The thing that really stood out for a lot of people was Kiptum's distinctive strategy of accelerating in the second half of marathons. Because when you think about a marathon, a lot of times you think about the last 6 miles, the last 4 miles, the last even 2 miles, and how oftentimes the wheels just come off so quickly. I have never run a full marathon, but I know that based off of hearing what other people have to say, like my friend Renee, who just came on the podcast a couple weeks ago, the marathon is a beast. It's a whole other animal. But seeing Kiptum negative split an entire marathon put him on a whole nother level. He was a complete animal for being able to accelerate in the second half of a marathon, when in reality, people normally completely just bombed the second half of a marathon. So that is pretty incredible, his record-setting times. I don't know what his average marathon time was, but it was probably something close to like 2 hours and 20 seconds. Something else that I think Kiptum really showed was that hard work and dedication is paramount to success. Kiptum challenged the notion that for elite marathoners who are trying to achieve world records, it's pretty much deadly to go beyond 120 miles per week. Like, if you do, you're going to get injured. Kiptum challenged that. He was running about 300 kilometers per week, about 200 miles. He got a lot of critics, I got to say. There were many, many people who were skeptical of this training, thinking that long term, he would not be a great marathoner. And I don't think we would ever know that. But I think that Kiptum definitely challenged the status quo. And I don't think that we should be afraid to do that as well. I think that oftentimes we just decide in society that we're going to stick with whatever everybody else is doing and we don't think for ourselves. But I think that when we become independent and we begin to think and make decisions for ourselves, whether that's doing a different type of training and running or just in daily life in general, daring to be different, I think that that can be really key. And I think that Kelvin Kiptum showed that. Hopefully that inspires the next generation to do the same, not be afraid to go out of line, be different, even if it means, you know, being criticized. Like, that is okay. Ultimately, he made the most of every single day of his life. It didn't matter 5 years from now, 10 years from now, where he was, because he lived every day like it was his last day. And I'm not saying that, you know, we should be training 20 miles today because you don't know if you're going to be running tomorrow. But what I am saying is that we need to cherish life for its fragility and its unpredictable nature. You don't know how long you're going to live. You can't say, oh, I'm probably going to live until I'm like 80 years old and I'll have a good life and blah, blah. Your life could be over tomorrow. It could be over in an hour. Heck, it could be over in a minute. You just don't really know. You only get one life, though. That's the thing. You don't know how long you're going to live, and you only get one life. The biggest message to take away from here is that we need to start living each day to the fullest. We have this living for the weekend mentality where we're just trying to get by, you know? 5 days of the week, we're just trying to survive. We're always thinking about the next day. We're never living in the present moment. We're never making the most of what we're given. And so because of that, often our life quality is shortened. Because when you think about it, if you're slogging through those 5 days and you only get 2 days to really live, then what are you really doing? Like, that's not a good proportion of your life. Adults are in the working force from, let's just say, 20 years old to about 65. Now, if you only live two out of 7 days during those 45 years in the working force, how many years of life are you really living? You're not living 45 years. You're living more like 12 to 15 years of your life you're actually living, which is really sad. And couple that with the fact that after you retire, likely, you know, you're going to run into some health problems as old people. Like, that's just the way it is. You only get 35 years of solid living. And that is really sad. We should, as humans, do a better job of recognizing that we only get one life and we're constantly just throwing away what we are given. We're constantly taking life for granted. And so I think we need to get out of this living for the weekend mentality and live like Kiptum. Live a life where you don't know what's ahead. trying to live every day to its absolute fullest, trying to achieve your goals, not worrying about what other people are going to think, not worrying about your failures. That alone is kind of the key to freedom in life, knowing that you're going to die someday. It comes down to that. So you should use that as motivation rather than like curling up on the couch and being like, should I do this? Should I do that? Take action, because one day you won't be able to take action. That impact hopefully can be widespread amongst not only the running community, but the entire global community of athletics, and even just the average person working a job. Hopefully he reads this headline, maybe listens to this podcast, and he makes some changes in his life. That thing that he was wanting to go chase, that passion that he wanted to pursue, instead of waiting around and planning and planning and planning, maybe this inspires him to take action, because I think that that's what life is all about. We were put on this earth to do something, and I think that Kiptum showed that with our limited amount of time, we can still do amazing things. We just have to tap into our potential and make the most of every single day. So I think that's a key message to take away. I think Kiptum's, when we think about marathon impact in terms of what this means for the sport of running, I think that totally Kipchoge has impacted the prior generation of marathoners. When you think about adult marathoning today, I think that many of the marathoners who are running on the road have been impacted by Kipchoge. But I think the future generation, my generation, is going to be deeply impacted by Kiptum and what he has meant to the sport. And just recognize that you only live once, and there are only so many days that you're given in your life. It may seem like it's years and years, you're just trying to survive, and you may be making the excuse, oh, well, there's always tomorrow, but someday there won't be a tomorrow. It's a hard truth to come by. Sometimes it can be hard to make a change. It can be hard to say, you know, I'm going to go chase that thing that seems scary. It can be hard to do that. It can be hard to have that conversation with yourself. But once you do, it will unlock unlimited possibilities for your life, whatever it can be. You know, it might be marathoning. It might be getting into the sport of running. It might be, you know, pursuing something else besides your job. It might be doing anything, but chase your dreams and make the most of every single day. Persevere, dedicate yourself to something that's bigger than yourself, and pursue excellence. And remember also that it's not just about the destination, it's about the journey. People are so focused on their goals. Only once I make this amount of money, I'll be happy. Only once I achieve sub-3 hours in the marathon, then I'll be happy. But you have achieved goals that you said would make you happy, but here you are. You're still not happy. So you still need to be chasing goals for sure, but you need to be focusing more on the journey rather than the destination. We run not because we're trying to chase personal bests. We run because we love the sport. We live because we love life. And oftentimes we lose sight of that. Kiptum had aspirations to break 2 hours in the marathon at the Rotterdam Marathon. I'm pretty sure he was confident that he was going to break the 2-hour barrier. Obviously, I think that he was going to be the outright favorite to win the Olympic medal this summer in Paris. And so Kiptum is definitely one of the biggest what-ifs in sports history. I think that his absence in the running community is going to leave a deep hole, because we were going to be thinking the 2-hour marathon is going to be broken within the next year. But now that, you know, Kiptum's passing has happened, I honestly don't think that the sub-2-hour barrier in an official race is going to be broken for a long, long time. I don't think Kipchoge could do it. I just think that's the reality of Kipchoge. I do think he can still win the marathon gold medal this summer, but there aren't too many people in the world who have proven themselves right now to be able to break the 2-hour barrier. So yeah, I think this is definitely one of the biggest what-ifs in sports history. And I do hope that when we one day do break the sub-2-hour marathon as a civilization in an official race, that we do pay tribute to Kiptum, because Kiptum ignited that light. So I'm just going to leave it on the note of, we as runners, we as people who are living life, just need to cherish every moment that we're given. We need to make the most of every single day that God has given us. We need to also reflect on our own pursuits instead of just living every life, kind of throwing it out the back of our window. Reflect on it. Reflect on who you are as a person, how you can get better as a person, and also just how to be happier. Because ultimately, if you're not living the life you want to live, how are you successful? Success isn't really defined by getting that job, getting that money. Success is defined by self-fulfillment. If you're not fulfilled by your PhDs and your big job, your big mansion, that is that really success? I would question that. So just keep that in mind and Rest in peace, Kelvin Kiptum. I send my condolences to the world of athletics, the world of running, the Kenyan community, and yeah, that's all I got.